I'd like to call the Joint Review Board meeting for Taxi Commitment District Number 3 to order. Sandy, would you call the roll?
Sure. Aaron Hertzberg?
Here.
Amy Cole?
Here.
Dr. Mark Felsheim?
Here.
James Tarantino? Here at the moment.
Okay. The first item on the agenda is to discuss a public member addition to the commission. On behalf of the mayor, I'd like to nominate J. Michael Bartles to join the commission. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any discussion? How about a vote? Can we do a roll call vote for that?
Sure. Aaron Hertzberg?
Aye.
Amy Cole?
Aye.
Dr. Felsheim?
Aye.
Although
I think you should have to campaign. I don't know. Right, Mayor?
It's official. Mike, you want to join us?
I will, huh? I'm proud. Yes, it is.
The next item is to elect a chairperson. Are there any nominations?
Nominate Aaron.
I'll second.
We have a roll call vote of that as well. Any other nominations? Nominations closed. Now can we have a vote? Any discussion?
Actually, you can do an all those in favor.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions?
Motion carried.
Motion carries. All right, we'll keep moving. Thank you. For the next item, the discussion of the actual agenda item related to project. Paul, you want to walk us through it?
Sure. For the benefit of the other members of the committee, my name is Paul Ratzenberg. I'm the Director of Finance and Treasurer for the City of Franklin. And before you today, we circulated earlier a discussion of the agenda item and a map indicating what's going on. The TID district exists from Rawson Avenue north to Sycamore Avenue, and that's the boundary of the TID district currently. The city is contemplating the construction of a sidewalk between 35th Street and 27th Street. 27th Street in this area is currently under reconstruction by the state of Wisconsin, and the district boundary was modified in 2013 northward to Sycamore, such that the entire length of the reconstruction project for 27th Street being conducted by the state could be included as a project plan, an approved project plan for the district. And this construction project was anticipated when the district was first formed in 2005. Since that point in time, the city has decided that it would like to construct a sidewalk along College Avenue. The entire length of that sidewalk is within 1/2 mile of the district, but the sidewalk was never enumerated as an approved project, and because it is outside the district, we need the board's approval for the inclusion of the project as an approved project. The city has applied for a CDBG grant to help in construction of this sidewalk, and while the city has received favorable information from Milwaukee County, for whom the grant is being applied from, the grant has not yet been awarded to the city, as Milwaukee County has not yet received its funding from the federal government. But we are told that when the funding is awarded later this fall, that this grant will be approved. The project was bid out at just over $118,000. The grant is for $65,000. That would leave $53,000 as a project cost for the TID district, and we're asking for approval from the Joint Review Board to include this as an approved project in the district. We are not requesting any increase in the total approved project costs for the district, but just that this particular project be an approved project. Be happy to entertain any questions if there are some on the part of the board.
This is the map, right?
That's the map.
So just to clarify, so it's not actually within the boundaries of the TID, but it's within a half a mile radius, which means that it's acceptable to take from
under state law, projects within 1/2 mile of a TID district are eligible to be projects if enumerated by the municipality in advance. And the blue line on your maps that you received, assuming you were able to get them in color, is the TID boundary. There's a yellow dotted line along College Avenue on the northern end of this, and a green circle which enumerates the half-mile district, or the half-mile boundary outside the district.
Just out of curiosity, you're going to have to move any? The buildings have to go back at all, or?
The road shoulder was modified some. This project is actually completed at this point in time. This sidewalk was installed earlier this year. Because of the safety issues involved here, it was important to the alderman of the district that this project be completed as quickly as possible. And so it has been completed, and there were some modifications to the shoulder to accommodate the sidewalk. And there were some easements to properties to gain access for the sidewalk. We don't expect any cost overruns at this point because it is complete.
So big takeaway is it's within the half mile, so it qualifies.
That's correct.
And that there's no additional funding request.
Correct.
Associated with it. Is there a motion?
I'll move approval.
Second.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? That's it?
Motion carries.
That's it. A motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Adjourned.